Blog Talk Radio.
Now let the spirit in me be in you. Yes, on last night the spirit told me to tell you. The spirit told me to tell you to say these words. I am what I am. Now repeat this behind me. I am what I am.
Thank you.
What's going on? What's going down? What's popping, family? We are on another journey, another voyage, dealing with this talk, this information. Wanted to apologize for myself yesterday, first and foremost, of what happened on last night's show. Somehow I lost contact with the show, but nevertheless, the family held it down without my presence, and I give props out to Black Sheep and the Queen. Matter of fact, I got the Queen on right now. Queen, you logged in?
Yeah. Hello, family. Peace and love.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? How's it been going? Everything been all good?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. Just studying and learning.
That's what's up. That's what's up. It's always good to keep an advanced mind going and, you know, set your limitations. And once in a while, you got to work yourself in the lab. Just going from place to place ain't going to cut it.
Yeah.
You look like a nomad in no time. But we're going to be getting into some advanced culture that's being uncovered in the earth. What I mean by that, and we're going to explain the system that that's some of the system that they was using involving even aquatic science inside the earth. As bizarre as that sounds, more or less, we're going to show you what we're talking about as we break it down. And I also prepared a few videos showing some of the people. Now, it's funny how when we have our educational groups going over there, study groups going over there to Africa. I mean, Africa, as far as trying to be inside the tombs. Oh, we can't bring the cameras in, but we're going to show you that they allow other people to bring the cameras in. We're going to show you what they found. You're going to be real interested. And I told you, it's all good. Let them people do their research on their own feet. They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. So you need that. You need that. But again, we're going to break into the commercial breaks first. After that, just get right on this pot of gumbo of great information. And like I said, you should never want to throw the people out there who don't consider Africa or don't look down at their relatives, the ancient ones, or even say, oh, that's them. I'd rather live my life now this way. But you totally in the wrong. And we're going to show you why. It's okay, but we're going to show you why as this particular session goes on throughout the night, as where you should be in the right as far as position. But first thing first, we're going to bring it to the commercial break, and after that, bring it on in.
Swing low. Time to move on. Light years in time. Ahead of our time. Free your mind and come fly with me. It's hip on the mothership. Stop. Let me ride.
In the mood for some seafood in Pompano Beach area? Stop by Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK Boulevard in Pompano Beach, Florida. They have a $5 lunch special, and also make sure you stop in every Friday to check out the fish fry they have going on every Friday. Again, Bojo Seafood, located at 731 North MLK. Support the Black Nation. Advertising too much for your budget in this fast-paced economy? Give Shadow Productions a call, 404-512-3355. They specialize with brochures, flyers, and other advertising materials to help you flood your social media. That's Shadow Productions, 404-512-3355. Give them a call. Support the Black Nation, people.
Well, I was getting lost in my little dance, so that I was jamming to the tune for a second. I got part of my way sometimes. You get caught up in the, you know, what you're doing in high school and all this and that, but I'm going to leave that alone. I'm telling on my age right there. All right. We're going to be, I tell you what, Queen. The first time you ever heard about electricity, I didn't say the first time you heard about it, but I'll say the first time you ever thought of electricity in the ancient world, where did you actually get that information from if you were actually presented with that information?
In the ancient from the walls, you mean?
Yep.
I come across the just the writings on the walls from what I've seen in the research, which is kind of shocking to see. It makes you do a double take. It made me do a double take. And want to dig further because, you know, we're taught like the whole kite and like Thomas Edison and all of that. And we're like way thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago they had this knowledge. So it's very intriguing. It makes you want to dig deeper, you know.
Okay. And compared to the first time you ever heard about it, hint, hint, from school books, that goes to show you that the information that we always, that y'all even said yesterday, every time we try to come up with something, someone always want to come and steal the idea or steal the thought that, you know, we ain't intelligent, and they the intelligent one.
Right.
And it's just a bad situation when you have someone who, or a group of people, who want to just be themselves and just create shit. Meanwhile, you have an asshole who want to come and say, fuck it, I'm going to come be your manager, whether you like it or not. And that's what they really are. That's what they really are. You don't want somebody to be free and do them, so who, I don't know who made you in charge, but you put it on paper and we follow this shit based on paper. Fuck that paper.
Yeah, you are looking stone. A paper is a paper can be changed, erased, rewritten, burnt, all that.
See, the sad part to that, man, is like, It's just sad when people sit here and go by so much. This is how you know the average person that's religious is, you know, doing the craziest stuff that they're doing. If you were to sit here and take that into the same consideration that anybody believes anything on paper, and then turn around, somebody sit here and feed children with God shit on paper, we can see now how and why, you know, they are the way they are. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you can't follow them, but the challenge that wizardry, that wordplay on paper kind of shit, you got to throw science at it to make them say, you know what they're saying is true. How is it that everything that we come across with to, you know, prove to you something, it's all science.
Mm-hmm.
That's what woke me up out of that.
Yeah, and you have some physical to go along with it. You have physical.
Right.
You know, there's actual hard, there's hard proof. You know,
mm-hmm.
So you got to pay attention to that when there's actual proof. You know.
Yeah. We starting to understand. I'm glad you said proof, because I want to come across two particular ancient artifacts that kind of caught my attention. One of them is in the Nile Valley area. It's on one of the actually, they have a couple papyrus that link towards electricity, navigation, vehicles, all kind of things. But see, the thing that I want to show everyone, and I didn't put the information out there, some people already have, but I don't want to tie myself into it, because, you know, once somebody gets started on something, I just rather, hey, you started on it, finish the plate. So, that being said, back in the ancient times, they did have light bulbs. They had light bulbs. And by law, if you got light bulbs, damn it, you got electricity.
Mm-hmm.
That lantern shit with that oil, that's for people who was on the outskirts of the shit. Or they were stuck with a damn torch. So the only two options other than this here, and to prove this fact even more, we know that Nubia is the one that produced marble. No other culture produced marble. So by law, they produce marble. You already know they perfected glass. Because all this marble is a thick layer of glass.
Mm-hmm.
And all, you know, glass is a thin layer of marble. But we actually looking at some serious information that is tied into this thing, because now that we see that electricity is being involved in Africa and the subtropics, well, now we can comprehend what this whole situation is about now. Well, it's about power. And I ain't talking about, you know, your electric company. We talking about some... Basically, if people had information about this and wrote it down, you don't think somebody wants to steal the blueprint? We can see now why and how... You know, you got Nimrod and his wife, everybody doing their shit underground. But the type of instruments that's being used is some high sophistication shit. So both sides know about this. Just one side just cheated you out of it. Because I'm looking at a papyrus here. With I don't know what particular individual is holding up the electrical instrument, but he do have a cobra on his crown hat, which shows you that Nubia knew about this shit. And being that you got Nubia over there in the Americas, and you might want to say fuck it, Lion City's Nubia too. I would just call it out and say that, because it was on their way to building the third pyramid setting over there. And chances are it probably is one over there that you got to bury. So these are several peppers out there. All you gotta do to expand your horizon on it, just simply type in ancient electricity. And then pull up the image. You're gonna see some things that blow your mind away. Cause it ain't just one papyrus up there with this particular electrical system. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4 different papyrus already with the light bulb in it. Mind you, let me go ahead and play this video right fast, cause I want to see, his name is, Brian, Forrester, and he put a video out here, did electricity exist in the ancient Egypt, and let's see what interesting stuff this man had to say involving this particular thing. And he's actually in one of the tombs, right? Temples. I don't know which particular one. It doesn't give too much detail on what temple. Actually, yes, it does. Right here at the bottom. Temple of Dendera in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a secret underground part of the temple. And it's showing crooked light bulbs.
Mhm. I'm looking at that one right now.
So more or less, we can dig into what he had to say about this, being that you ain't got brothers coming there with cameras, but you got niggas who with the 12 tribes of Israel, with the Arabs and shit. Why they ain't letting you in there? Why they ain't letting you Moors in there? See, that's the bullshit I be talking about, man. Y'all for that ass kissing for them. Oh, you built the pyramid. Oh, y'all, if y'all built the pyramid, nigga, why y'all ain't showing that shit? Why ain't letting you in there with a camera? I love it. Let's go here. Kemet School of Ancient.
Controversial and interesting artifact here at Dendera. We're underground. We're going to see what some people believe are actually light bulbs. Okay, this is very important teaching that only Hakim gives. Now, this we are in the crypts of the Temple of Hathor Dendera. This is where secret information was stored, as we revealed to people coming in. Secret information is revealed here. So they took these blocks from other sections, as you can see, this one is much older, and brought them down here for the secret info. Only the high priestesses came down here. Only the high priestesses. So now we have an interesting teaching. Over here, on this wall, we see what appears to be giant light bulbs, Crookes tubes, right? In ancient times, still today, the snake often seems to be a symbol of electricity, kundalini energy. Snake. This here is a dead pillar, but it actually looks like it's a Faraday. And what you can see is this is not talking about wireless electricity, because it's plugged in. The condenser here. So they're saying this is symbolic, it's supposed to be lotuses. Why is it plugged in? It's symbolic. And what's shown here, we believe the ancient Kemetians are shown as giants. But they actually were giants, or giants in intellect and ability, it can be either or. But here, these are dynastic people, and this is saying that the ancient Kemetians brought this knowledge. And now the secret is on the other side. Okay, now on this side, we see a priest holding the staff, the same staff. He's controlling the energy, controlling the kundalini. Again, a Kemetian priest. Here's another ancient Kemetian holding the Crookes tube. But here is the difference. The snake here is being deflected by this creature holding two knives. Now, we thought maybe this is the companion of Jehuti, which was a baboon. However, I was here in 2003 with Hank Musselman, our anthropologist. He said this is not a baboon's tail. He said this is a reptilian, whatever that means. Whatever here, Hakim says the texts here are saying a warning. They are issuing a warning that this ancient knowledge of power that can be abused. This is the origin of the myth of Atlantis, right here, right here. Ancient civilization had a power that could be abused.
So this is sandstone, and this is limestone, and below it is sandstone. So this was brought here from somewhere else and hidden in a chamber under the building so that nobody could see it except those who were initiated.
Exactly, the high priestess is over here.
Do you know
where
Okay, I want to stop right there. Actually, the video is stopping itself. There are different books you can look at that's tied to this information of secrecy. It's called The Land of Osiris, and the other one is From Light into Darkness. You can go again on the particular YouTube video. Did electricity exist in ancient Egypt? The evidence. Queen, what do you think about that?
Very interesting, but the proof is there, so I just want anybody to deny that. You're wasting my time. I ain't got time to talk to you, really. But it's just it's amazing, and I find it truly amazing that they had this knowledge so long ago.
But now we see why people from up north were trying to come down south to snatch shit up. They call us savages, but we always the one that's creating the shit that y'all need.
Yes, we're creating, we provide the advancement. Or ways to advance, and then they stake claim on it, and just throw us to the side because they need something else, and they'll come steal that and show us fake love, and then you know act like they created it.
But that ain't the only thing now. I said, I got another video that I'm going to wind up playing. And that one's even more intrigued. Let me see if I can bring it up. But from what I'm seeing with all these different types of solid stone, the way I see it, if you use a solid thick stone or a solid thick wire, that means it's made to control or to contain electricity for a long time. Because if you're using something thin, it's going to burn it out. It's going to rust. It's going to corrode.
Mm-hmm.
Or something thick. That thick wire, that thick metallic. It's kind of like the same thing if somebody was to step on a railroad track in the subway. You're going to get fried. Same thing applies here. You see, now they're starting to see why Nubia was so important, because they're going to start to realize Nubia is the one who made the electricity, because they had the marble and everything to do all that. That's one. Two, now you're going to see why they bumped our ass out of Africa for that information right there. Because if people start to catch on that they had electricity back then, well, why they make up this bullshit story saying, oh, the first person to invent electricity is in their arena, they side.
Well, that's to gain control. You got to, in order to control people, you can't allow them to know how intelligent they are or the power that they actually had.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you gotta control that and allow them to think, like you said, we're just some dumb savages. I mean, I like finding this, especially with being able to show, even though we weren't taught, you know, that we aren't a dumb people, because that's basically what we were taught, like we were speaking on last night, you know, and we get that stamped on our brain as we, you know, come growing up. We grow up and we're thinking, oh, we're not highly intelligent, you know. We're just some savages that all we know how to do is survive, really.
Yeah.
You know, but from survival and our quest for knowledge, we have made a lot of advancements that we still use today. So having this knowledge and knowing this, you know, we'll be able to change a lot of what goes, you know, as far as the future and the future for our children. We can kind of change it up for them, give them a different self-image.
All right, I'm going to bring up another person, and his video is, I would say, roughly, I'm going to pay about a good 25 to almost 30 minutes of the video, where he's talking about the long heads. Actually, no, not the long heads, but the, where is, oh yeah, right here. Ancient technology, especially with these, those big balls that I was telling you about, that we're going to dig into that information, because we're linking all this up. And I'm going to also dig into the area that has the rock cave. Don't pull a map with that, as well as caves that carry sickles and things of that nature. Because if you live in the earth, you're going to need water traveling to you. And see, it's hard for someone to sit here and say what they got to say with certain things, but if they don't carry over, it makes it kind of rough. But we're going to pull up just a few of the ancient technologies that they had back in those days as far as in the Americas, because they're trying to find more information, but someone is stealing that information, and it makes it kind of hard for us to sit here and figure out what's what and who's who. So I'm going to bring up the name of the video. It's called Ancient Tesla and Ancient Technology, David Hatcher Childress. Everybody pretty much know him from a lot of the lectures he deal with ancient aliens and shit like that, but I don't get into the alien part. I dig into the technology part because I know how people built that shit. And they're going around. Otherwise, whoever built it would still be here. But we'll leave that alone. Go ahead and play this video right fast. Turn everybody up.
And in Santa Wadu, maybe go have a day with folks. All right, I'm going to wind up real quick here. I can get really interested in some grindstone balls. They're in Enigma 2. These are in Costa Rica. They're many of them perfectly round, granite stone balls. They don't know what they were used for. They're mainly found down near the Panama coast, down this area, the southwest area of Costa Rica. Archaeologists, thank you, archaeologists, again, are baffled by this. All archaeologists are, really. We don't know, why they were doing that. The mainstream, anything they can't really explain. Well, it's some ceremonial object, the shaman priest did something. Smaller balls were sometimes buried with cheese and things like that. But what they were used for, the famous, I guess, as Indiana Jones would say, yeah, they flood temples with them, and then if they raided, the ball would roll down. But it always had me this a few years ago. This was in 1910. They were building the Santa Monica Railway from Santa Monica going east to L.A. What they had to do was, this was electric trolley, could only go up a certain level. out some hills and stuff around Santa Monica to keep it level. And what they found there, they took out this hill, they found all these stone bowls. And at the time, they found a dinosaur egg. So even these weird stone bowls are in Grand Stoke. Now what these are, they're granite balls like this, and how they would get there. I mean, now here's what archaeologists are going to say now. They're saying, well, these are natural. But they can't really explain exactly. They kind of want to say this, well, there's these volcanic bombs that these volcanoes erupt. And there's a place in Mexico that's like that, where this is in Bosnia, actually. So when we went to Bosnia, that was one of the more interesting things I saw there, was they took us, hours away from Visoko, where the pyramid is, Visoko Pyramid. But they took us to this place where there were these stone balls in the creek, and they were kind of interesting. This is a place in Mexico, Piedras Bolas. This also has these stone balls. The explanation for this is that this volcano was spewing them out, and that may well be the explanation for these ones, with some of the time. And even there in Italy, these stone balls place, and they're big. I don't know, it's catapults or something like that. Smaller stone balls, like these ones that you grow up in Croatia, they may have well been, cannons or catapults or something. But I became really fascinated by the whole idea of these stone balls and stuff everywhere, and I still have no idea what they're going to do with these. These are in Guangxi and Hunan, China, found stuff, stone balls, like old tourist area. Malta, back in Malta. Malta has all these stone balls. The smaller ones, too, might have been used somehow for moving some of the megaliths. We don't really know. Malta. And on Easter Island, they have that. On Easter Island, they say the most famous thing there is this one stone ball on the north side of the island. This stone ball. And Easter Islanders tell you, on all the whole island, this is the most important thing. Ball. And you call that, you take a picture of it. we go to the statues. And I'll wind up here just some other interesting statues, pictures of these drivers, something like that. I know I'm running out of time now, but this is one of the things you got to realize about Easter Island. The statues, the ones at the quarry, is that they're buried. They're buried up to their chins. These things are huge. There's a crater lake that also has the Tortora Reef and stuff. I'm out of time. These are what some of these statues look like, how big they are. Gigantic, huge. Here we go. This is actually a Florida thing, but this is what a lot of people don't realize. Maybe statues are buried in 30, 40 feet of soil. And archaeologists don't explain that either. I mean, how does 30 feet of soil build up around a statue in 300 years? With people living around. I mean, it's like these statues have been here for thousands and thousands of years. And, I mean, that much soil built up around them, during that time. I mean, so once again, it's the same thing in South America. I mean, they're saying, the Incas built this just 100 years before the Spanish came. Something happened and they just left all these giant blocks lying around. The same thing kind of in Germany, where they just can't. They're like, these islanders got lost here, didn't have anything else to do, so then they started building statues. And then, then the Europeans showed up, and, didn't have to do that anymore. Well, yeah, it doesn't really make sense. So, like Robert and another, And Eric Mondonica, that was something I always liked about Eric's book, was that his thing was battling the experts. And, the experts, they're the experts. I'm just, a goofy tourist, but I can't figure out what the experts are saying. So, I know I've already gone over my time. What are we going to do now, Mike? We can take a few questions.
Let me cut that one off. That was one particular aspect dealing with the ball. Now, I thought about this for a second, and I'm asking myself, why would they create solid stone balls just to be create? That ain't us. That ain't us. There's no rope attached around it. There's no spot to sit here and hang it so it can hang in the air. Anything like that. No. We ain't seeing that. But it gets deep. Because the same man, I seen a video earlier today, and he kind of enlightened everything to different perspective as far as ancient sites as well as artifacts that was presented in the video as well, because he had imagery to go with it. So trying to come across it right now if I could locate it. But see, back in those days too, there's imagery and evidence even still today with people with long type of skulls or long elongated heads.
Mm-hmm.
It means that our brain power weighs more what the fuck it is now. We have, everybody on this planet, from what I see back then, had big ass skulls and big ass heads.
The elongated head.
And big ideas to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen pictures where they had showed different techniques of how they achieved that head. Well, I've heard different stories also. Some are, you know, out of this world. So what is the deal with the elongated head?
And see, that's the thing. Everybody wants to see them reptilians and all that. They're lying. That is us. Somebody changed us into this shit here. Mm-hmm. And we can see why they had giants back in those days. There was no interruption in the growth development.
Okay.
Exposure to a lot of potent materials that's out there as well.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot more purity.
Mm-hmm. That's the key word right there, purity. So with that being said, you got algae to play with. Shit, you got sulfur to play with. You got the fact that the ozone layer was thick. All kind of shit was taking place.
So that just goes to show us how much we have limited ourselves. I mean, just to briefly look at that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and look at the situation that we're in now. I mean, when you look at it that way, we've actually went very backwards.
But see, that's what I mean by all that material, the stone balls, the rectangular blocks, pre-development stages of the obelisk,
mm-hmm.
all that, stone circles, all that stuff. The fact that we were living in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the earth didn't spawn people. If anything, we crashed this motherfucker, but fauna? Nah. I mean, in a video I was looking at, I'm still trying to come across it, but he was even showing several different types of artifacts, you know, with ancient aerial craft, power tools, shit like that, and they had all kind of shit they was rocking with back in them days.
Yeah.
Power tools.
Yeah.
It had some sort of drill. All
yeah.
that glass. Yeah. Carving and chipping. That's one thing, but people had drill.
Yeah, they had drills. They had aircraft, not just the spaceships that you hear a lot of people talk about. They had aircraft.
Well, ain't no telling if the aircraft was made out of some sort of rock element opposed to a metallic element that's shiny. Mm-hmm. Everybody went on that. But if it's something else, I mean, shit.
Wow, that changes the game.
Yeah.
That changes the game a whole lot when you think of it that way.
Because they let us know that the 12 tribes of Israel had nothing to do with it. The Moors ain't have nothing to do with it. So again, and the Jews damn sure ain't built it. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody always come and eat off our plate. But we the bad guy.
Yeah.
We hit Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street. What y'all do after that? Y'all cloned it.
Destroyed it and cloned it.
Is this the reason why they don't want us to read and write? Because why? If we can't communicate and see when we're getting jerked out of and come up with our own law.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, there's actually another pamphlet here that's showing some sort of a Ferris wheel. But, I mean, you take this information in consideration. If you take what they would have under the Incas as a man driving a spaceship and shit,
mm-hmm.
and we all know the Olmecs came before them, which means that's their way of saying they were taught technology by the Olmecs, which is who? Nubia Part 2 again. And even like power grid, the same type of grid that you see in these papyrus people. That's the same kind of shit that you would see around your an electrical site that shows a lot of power line connection going to those grids.
Mhm. It's still the same setup, or
it's still, exactly. Now we see off the bat. The grid that they're showing on there, it looks like the roof that you see in Asia. So, bitch, how in the hell did y'all clone the same fucking roof to the same goddamn gizmo that makes electricity? Unless your ass was in that goddamn tomb with the high priest.
Oh.
Nobody's house on fire, is it? Well, somebody's house on fire right now, not just yours. But I'm going to say it this way. God damn it, it's going to get hot in the kitchen. It's going to get hot in the kitchen. Now we know why the roof of y'all shit is set up like this. Y'all some seasoned-ass motherfuckers. You got the shit off the walls with the martial arts. You seen that shit, because damn it, the Hyksos was in Africa for how many years? I love it. They was in there more than 100 years, more than over 200 years, more than 300 years. They were stealing all that shit. Boy, look at you. What can one say? What can one do but sit here and get fucking revenge? I'm pretty sure if you have pesticides in your garden, you ain't finna sit here and, all right, let me just go ahead and pull my shit on up and throw them away in the compost and plant some more seeds. You still got the pest there.
Yep.
Put some fucking plastic over your goddamn dirt and fry their ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get rid of pests in your goddamn soil. You put that plastic clear bag over their ass and fry their ass. You gotta put no chemicals. Let that sun cook that plastic and watch what happens in there. They'll go running. Cause that's too much heat.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing gotta happen to the house niggas in the hood.
Running from the heat.
Boy, I tell you, one bullshit after another. One bullshit after another. But that just goes to show you that if I'm looking at this electric grid like this and I see this stacking the homes, kind of shit that you would see on these electric grids, how you see them stacked up and connected to the black tower box or whatever, or even if they're on the tower itself, because you got something that's at the ground level. We got something that's on a tower level. But either way, the big, thick metal pieces. That way, if you touch that shit if you want to, you'll have to catch fire.
You'll be fried.
Yes, you will. But see, these people come into Africa, eating off the plate, and then trying to steal shit. And all of a sudden, you know, you want to sit here and try to steal electricity blueprint. I mean, goddamn, like I said, the crackers learned this shit from Asians. All you got to do is watch what they do. But it makes common sense to the factor. I mean, I'm looking at nothing but white people going all up in here. Black people can't come in here and see this shit. Why? Why we can't come in there with camp with our own shit and that's our shit? But then again, why we gotta ask y'all?
Exactly.
Because I should be able to come in there with a goddamn camera and take a picture of my relative shit. I'm not coming here to take your ass.
When you go and you got all of
this. I'm
going
to press the law against that shit. It's crazy, man. Too much, you know, I'm scared of you, but you get to take my shit. For real?
We're too nice. We're very nice. We're very docile, loving, and thinking that, you know, we're all built the same and that eventually the loving part will kick in and they won't actually do that. So, but we're not built the same. So, our kind hearts get us into these terrible situation thinking that people will eventually change or you know, the good side is going to come out. You can love them until the good side comes out. Or, you know, you just keep being, you know, keep being a good person to that person or to those people thinking that eventually they're going to turn around. They're going to see. They ain't seen nothing yet.
Man, Ray Charles can see more than them.
Oh, yeah. The only thing they know how to do is see how to take it and claim it.
Pretty much. Another thing that these particular electrical pieces look like, or have a replica to, if you take a look at your outdoor solar light,
that you can stick in the ground, they're a representation of that.
Okay.
I'm like, this thing, they got everybody in a different frenzy now, especially with what you call Caucasians. Because they don't know how to look at their relatives now. They see their relatives lying to them. How y'all the first one to get electricity and she's already up on the
floor?
All right, Queen, if you were white and your kids seen that, and they came and said, "Mommy, I'm kind of lost here." They said, that white people are inventing electricity with who? Benjamin Franklin. But here it is, centuries and thousands of years before him, they're rocking it.
Right.
And what did he do to make electricity? Was it a copper key?
Mm-hmm, copper.
See that?
Yeah, copper is a conductor. Copper is good for grounding. Actually, you can use copper for healing. It has healing properties.
In what way, Queen?
I've done, like it's a conductor. It can draw out toxins from the body. I've actually done a little trick where I had bronchitis. And I was learning about copper therapy. I'd had a copper bracelet. And I was doing a little bit of studying in reflexology and like a lot of toxins. Well, you can access all the pressure points in all of your body can be accessed at the bottom of the foot. And you can also release a lot of toxins through your feet. So what I did first week that I had bronchitis, I took pennies and scotch tape, and I taped them to my feet, and I put on two pairs of socks. And I felt, better within my joints. I felt, looser. Like the first night, it wasn't too much as far as the cold as I noticed a difference. But the second night, I could feel within my sinuses like a clearing. And drainage and all that. And I did it again with my son, and I had the same result. And from what I was studying, this copper can pull out, like I said, the toxins. It can pull out some of the bacteria and the fungus and all of that stuff. There's a lot of studies that have been proven. That's why you have a lot of people that wear the copper jewelry. It's very good for those toxins. When we see people with arthritis and all of that, they have a lot of stiffness in their joints. Funny story. My dad, he was having back problems, and after I had told him to try the copper, he had had a copper back brace. We had bought him a back brace, and it helped him a whole lot. But he went through that one, and before we could get another one, he went out and actually stripped a pair of jumper cables and wrapped them around his back, and he was able to go ahead and do what he needed to do without his back bothering him as bad. So it's a conductor, and it'll draw all of that, just the toxins and the buildup of a lot of things, that'll draw it right out.
That's a good thing right there, because, again, copper comes from that earth, and just like the gold, too, comes from the earth. But people did the experimentation they did, and lo and behold, here you have the gold in the mouth. Certain applications with copper, like you said, with health benefits. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of things that culminates into this information with advanced coaching.
Yeah. Even with all this technology that we're around so many waves, microwaves. And like you said, you know, the Earth's energy, which is basically what these waves are, we can use copper to decharge ourselves. You know, if you heard of, you can go outside, and it's just like, it's basically like when you take your battery out of your car and you set it on the ground. And if you leave it overnight, it's dead, correct? So the same thing with your body. You discharge all of those waves and the microwaves that we're around all day. We have our phones, our microwaves, we have our TV, we got media players, you know, we got Wi-Fi, you know, we're always networking and all that stuff, and our body absorbs that.
Mm.
And there's a therapy, it's called grounding, where you can take the shortest amount of time, it's like 30 minutes barefoot, just standing barefoot outside, walk around barefoot outside, and you'll notice a difference. You'll feel, you know, more free. You'll feel less heavy, and you'll feel it kind of comes down to just so much, because there's so much information that's going through in the airways that we can't see, and our body processes them. We pick that up. We're around that. We absorb that. And by discharging it, you know, it allows us to, you know, do more. You know, it's just like a computer. You know, you got to clean it out. You got to go in, you clear your history and cookies and all that. The same thing.
The better part about this, too, is
when they have those sickles in caves, and it's linking the deposits along with water, and the water is running, that itself is a conductor as well through aquatic time. So here it is. Not only is it getting a drink of water down there in them caves, but they also creating electricity while they're down there. I mean, not in every case you do it. People who got campfire and all of that. And it's okay to have campfire because you got plenty of trees at that time. Plenty of forests all around.
Well, when you, the grist mill, which is powered by, I can't think of it, but the water power that they used to run the grist mill back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's another perspective of, you know, when you're trying to grasp the idea.
Right.
Because we took, well, probably a lot of people learned from a lot about them through field trips and stuff, you know, where they made it. Back in the day, how they would get the wheat and the rice and flour, or the, not rice, but flour and actually your feed and stuff from the grist mills. And they're usually right there with that, the big wheel with the water and how they get the power from that.
You know what?
Right from the water.
The dude kind of said something that makes sense. When he was talking about the priesthood in those particular areas. Now, that kind of made sense because I'm looking at one right here. And that was the one I was describing to you earlier where it had like a snake on the crown. That is a priesthood hat that he's wearing, a crown. So it shows you off the bat that the priesthood dealt with electricity. In the end, we're dealing with a certain cult that was in Africa. Once again, we sure sound somebody getting kicked out.
Deep.
Well, get deep because it seemed like the group that got kicked out tricked the group that lost their land. And that's what they've been using ever since. I was actually at this particular Ferris wheel that they had. It was like some grinding machine, something to that effect. But even with some of the stuff that I wanted to show, they have certain tools out there that Link Force grinding and stuff like that. But Mr. Wes used a lot of this stuff to give you an example where I'm coming from, people. Let's say if you watch a martial art film and it deals with ninjutsus and stuff like that, and you see how they will pull out a weapon somewhere where you never expect that weapon to be pulled out at. In addition to that, the weapon can extend a certain way. That's how they deal with anything. But it goes to show you that Asia came over there and stole that information out of Africa. Our people back in those days dealt with transformation, like Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
Another group got, I guess, pissed or whatever. I want to call themselves doing their thing. But all this showing that the information is underground, because why? The military light, they last for a long time, like years, and you ain't got to change it. Same group. So again, we have to be accountable for our wrongdoing. Don't want to, we get caught. I understand all that crime, but Okay.
You said grinding. Were you talking about grinding? Grinding
right.
tools?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's exactly what that grist mill, that's exactly what I was talking about. That's what it does. It's basically where they take basically two big stones and they put, like I say, the wheat or whatever in, and the stones, they both turn and they come together and they grind that up, and that's how you get your like flour and different stuff. That's this. And the power that was used to, you know, move those huge stones was the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gristmill.
Well, the actual terminology for this thing is called modern high voltage insulators. The insulators, they basically are like towers, but that's where the Asians get their shit from. Same type of setting, same type of structure, just wrong zip code. That's the only problem. Get that together, we'll be all right. Matter of fact, I remember some of the ancient, how should we say, lantern stand in Asia looked like that. It just is made out of stone, or it ain't concrete, it's stone. And what they did was they put a hole in the middle so you can put a candle in it.
Oh, okay.
Stop from blowing out and shit. I'm like, look at this. See? But again, this incriminates Asia too much. Y'all too much on the scene with this bullshit. You're on the scene with the Black Plague. You're on the scene in the Hyksos. You're on the scene taking martial arts. You're on the scene stealing this stuff here. You're on the scene sitting here snatching up our baby.
Mm-mm. Just look at how much credit we give them.
Yeah. They damn sure on the scene that both Council of Nicaea and 787 AD. They're the presence of both of them. I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers can't think without y'all? Nope. So we want a family underneath it all. Now look at this shit. Book of the Enoch. That's crazy. So that's two places right there that we can call as the South High Heavy Technology. You can run to your Inca spaceship all you want to, and no stop. It's in the southern region. They'll let you know where the technology was at in the South. We had it popping, baby. And if they had electricity, now you know why they had to go at the top of the pyramid. That's for you to see at night. You don't imagine how pretty that shit looks. You don't imagine. If you've seen like a glow-in-the-dark kind of a thing, or even the, what they call that, the electrical balls, you touch it, your hair stand up and shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that beautiful thing.
Wow.
That much beauty. Now, like I said, we confirm the stuff because it's going in deep. Tomorrow, most definitely, I'm going to finish off this 370 to 1100 AD. I'm going to be picking up two particular eras as far as like from 370 up to the 5, and also doing a particular era from 900 to 1100. And it'll be short, particular briefings because it's dealing with just a certain selective group who tied to the two groups as a whole, meaning Attila the Hun and Genghis Khan. Now, mind you, we brought up Nimrod yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Nimmy. What's going on, Nimmy? We brought him up. We brought his wife up. Ishtar. All that good stuff. But they're not detest the fact that we see a crew up there that pretty much didn't like the crew down in Africa or the subtropics. And chances are, if I'm a gambling man, more likely it probably was a bloodline that dealt with Nimrod. Because by law, he is Jesus' descent, even though it's Jesus' great-great-great-great-great-grand other brother. Ham, Sam, and Japheth. But it goes to show you that people, we got some rethinking to do. Now, mind you, if they had electricity like that, ain't no telling what they had with the goddamn marble or pearl. Trust me, our people knew how to sit here and do with compound.
Mm-hmm.
That shit ain't no different. And it's noticeable.
Mm-hmm. The same technology and knowledge that they used then is the same that we use now.
Mm-hmm. Only they used stuff back then better because they ain't dealt with If they had to deal with wire, it was a thick wire. They weren't dealing with no puny wire.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to wind down the show with it, because we got like a half hour left on it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to kind of save up some of this time because I want to, most definitely tomorrow, I know it's the weekend, you're going to be doing your thing on there with either Saturday or Sunday. But most definitely, I got to bring up the two errors I was talking about. Again, 900 to 1100. And then after that, or before that, or during, 370 to 500. But I will also, if whatever day the queen take, I'm going to take the opposite day. We're going to dig into these rock caves. We're going to find out where these motherfuckers are hiding.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Queen,
yes.
Give us a final thought on what you learned from today.
Well, I learned a lot about this light bulb.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I did.
I got you intrigued, huh?
Hell yeah, especially with the copper tubing inside. Like, I know I love copper and its capability, so learning about that. And then, like, I knew about, but just the breakdown, the technology that goes behind the light bulb is what's intriguing to me. You know, like I said, the copper, the how. I love to find out the how. So this actual light bulb is the first time I've actually come across it. Really, I had something in mind when you brought up that I'd seen, but never this. So you definitely got my wheels turning.
Oh yeah, most definitely, for real. Because see now, that just leaves all the credibility of the thieves to be the nomad, and let alone those who got kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, that's one thing that got me, that I learned from this. We had a resource. Now we know the reason why there's a war, because of those resources. I'm pretty sure they weren't just electricity of that statue alone. But...
oh.
We know there was other. Well, most definitely, I'm going to knock out these two particular eras of that particular time zone and finish that off. And after that, I am going to be getting into this stuff here because it's going to link the ancient world material that we'll be bringing up later, too. But
okay.
I said, it's a beautiful thing that we ran across this. I'm just speechless right now because now we're going to see that this goddamn advanced civilization is going to light this shit up and keep it lit. And we ain't going to be in darkness if we get in the eclipse. We're going to be all right. There ain't no roaches with the lights on in that goddamn area.
Yeah. You got me thinking into this copper hill, and I could get some more.
Mm-hmm.
I might bring y'all some new information. And bring y'all some new information on some copper healing. I think probably Sunday will be my day.
Okay.
I'll see what I can bring with that.
That's what's up. I'm just enjoying everything right now when it comes to new information, especially something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, see now, what the Israelites and everybody else going to say, yeah, I'm picking on them. So what? For years and years, I kept hearing them downplay Black Afrocentric as a builder, and they sneak in this. Okay, but why you didn't say about electricity, homie? Y'all weren't doing that back in the day. And y'all ain't doing it now. Crazy. It's crazy. Still to this day, more of the following order.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't got no kingdom, no country, no nothing. Hell no, they ain't give it to you. It'll keep y'all ass busy. That's why y'all mad with us, because we better sit here and chill, but y'all want to consider the most laziest thing. But you know who got us lazy? Just like they invented problems to you and using you to do it, or be it, they bringing problems to us, using our own people to be it to us. You ain't immune from the same shit everybody else goes through.
Right.
That's my thought on that, as far as my final thought. Because with them having that kind of resource, man, you already got water. You already got agriculture. You already got aquaculture. You got shitload of water. You got medicine on the wall. You got energy on the wall, education and academic. The only thing left for you to do is to go out here and handle your business. In the run? Nope. Handle what you have to handle. Can't quit, people. Can't quit. Our people didn't quit with just, they didn't stay with one type of technology. They kept breaking and going beyond the brink. But the same thing with y'all, with your fears. Oh, you don't want to fight shit. Some shit is worth fighting for, man. Shit like this? Your babies need this shit. They got free electric. Why would you pay? They didn't pay. They ate the shit. They got this. Resting my head on that one still to this day.
Well, we'll be on again tomorrow, most definitely. Queen, I know you're a little bit peaked because you had a rough day.
Mm-hmm.
I know you got to get up in the morning and everything, but we keep these late talks open for a reason because we have people in the Central and Pacific also listening and tuning in as well. Most definitely they be hitting me up every now and then, sending me some stuff as well.
Okay.
But they most definitely enjoyed tonight's show. That I do know.
Okay. That's what's up.
And again, we're going to make sure that we have your situation straight for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my day will be Sunday, so... Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. And I take it on Saturday with the Rock Caves. But that'll probably be like in late morning.
Okay.
Give myself some time to get things together.
Mm-hmm.
But you got anything you want to say to the people before you go, Queen?
Thank y'all for tuning in.
Short and sweet.
Yep.
That's how dessert's supposed to be. All right.
All right.
Okay, serve it on up, Queen.
Yep. All right. Now, peace and love, family.
But most definitely, this your big brother, your little brother, always coming in with the facts, trying to keep in with the fam on the information. Those who talk about what they talk about, that's good for that, and that's them. We stay on a different vibe and stay away from things that what everybody else is talking about. And we will match it up with the things that we deal with to show you how all that sticks together. If you go back and listen to all the shows that we did, all of them stick together.
Yep. Yeah.
But nevertheless, we'll be on again tomorrow, and most definitely with the Friday Improvement Movement, we're going to be digging in with this last little bit of information. And after that, we're going to be done with it. We'll hit it up next time on the next cycle. That way we're getting tied in tight with this information, trying to figure out what's what. But we're going to be, like I said, stuff that we already talked about, we're going to bring up new material. We had to talk about something before. It's only to associate what we're currently talking about at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, we'll be on again tomorrow, and it'll probably be like around 9. No, actually, it'll be around 10. It'll be around 10. Mm-hmm. But we'll crank this show up, most definitely. So just last little bit of stuff that I want to get into. But more or less, it's going to be dealing with the particular dragon clan and their particular situation. Now, we're going to be avoiding the situation with Genghis Khan and all them. But we're going to come from the Viking side, or even better yet, even Arabia and Persia, a.k.a. India.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to get a third and second opinion to see what will they start from their side of you, because they never intervened. So with that being said, we're going to expand our horizon with these for two particular time zones before, you know, things got out of hand and all hell broke loose with. So, Queen, most definitely, I will be on tomorrow. I will text you, as usual, keeping you in the loop. But I will be doing a part two to this advanced culture on the earth with electricity. Because it is worth us digging up some more information on this.
Mm-hmm. I'll be bringing some of that copper knowledge, too.
That's what's up. That's what's up, people. Go out there and get your copper, baby. $10, $20, and get it while it's hot. Hot rock.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Heal yourself. Ground yourself.
Oh, shit. But most definitely, like I said, we'll be on tomorrow. Same back time, same back channel. All good and never good. I can't wait to get into this advanced culture of the earth again. I'm sorry, Queen. What you said?
No, go ahead. No, I was just agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Okay. That's what's up. But my final thought, like I said, for the day, people, just keep your mind focused on what you're supposed to be on. Don't let distractions come in your way. It's all right to have distractions hit you up, because that's just how our planet is. You know, you put a picnic out there, shit, insects gonna come out from nowhere on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So it is what it is with that.
Yeah.
But just stay focused. Always keep your shit together, and you're good to go.
Yep.
That's my word for the day with that.
Yeah.
Keep yourself safe.
Yeah.
Keep yourself safe.
All right. Good night and peace and love, family.
Most definitely, Queen. We out.
Okay.